this October 24th, 2023 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council.
Thank you, Erin. I'm Mindy Rump, the Mayor of Blair, and I'm pleased you have joined us this evening. This is a public meeting and you are part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel as comfortable as possible, and I will do everything that I can to make sure that your voice is heard. We have several rules to help us proceed with the meeting, and I ask that you please keep them in mind. Turn off your cell phones, please. If you need to take a call, step outside the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. The city clerk must record who you are, so please state your name, spell your last name, and state your address. Keep your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have the opportunity to speak. Please direct your remarks to either me, the city council, or the city staff. A copy of the Open Meetings Act has been posted by both exits, and we will begin with the roll call of members.
Hafer, here. Paulson?
Here.
Anderson? Wolf?
Here.
Willis?
Here.
Sandholm?
Here.
Ferrari?
Here.
Highfield?
Here.
All members present except Anderson.
Thank you. Now, if you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Item number four, approval of the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
We have an emotion and a second. An emotion. We have a motion. Whew. We're starting off great tonight. And a second to approve the consent agenda. Please register your vote. Emotionally register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number five, I'll open a public hearing to consider an ordinance amending the City of Blair Zoning Regulations, Article 3, Section 303, Definitions, Article 11, Section 1102, Fences, Hedges, and Retaining Walls, and Article 11, 1111.04, Schedule of Minimum Off-Street Parking and Loading Requirements on second reading. Mr. Byerman.
Well, good evening, everyone. Again, apologize for such a hodgepodge of ordinance. We'll try to keep it a little bit better next time. This will be the second reading, so I'm just here to answer any questions that you may still have after the first reading. And then you're also, I believe you can also waive the third reading if you so choose. Any questions concerning these amendments? The ordinances from last month, I guess.
And we were basically, if I remember right, waiting to see if there was any other feedback from the egress window.
Yeah, we've heard nothing
okay.
to that at all. I've received no calls. I've heard nothing from Ethan or building inspector. So.
No questions for nope. Mr. Byerman? Brenda, do we receive anything else from the public? No? Okay. All right, do we have any comments from the public from the floor? Having none, I'll close the public hearing.
I would like to introduce ordinance number 2511. An ordinance amending the City of Blair zoning ordinance as follows: Article 3, Section 30301, text of definitions, Article 11, Section 1102, fences, hedges, and retaining walls, Article 11104, schedule of minimum off-street parking and loading requirements by adding and changing language regarding egress window walls and their setbacks, net floor area definition, sign definition, fence height in the second front yard, and off-street parking requirements, repealing all ordinance conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance to be full force and effect, and providing for this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move a statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
We have a second and a question. The question for the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance amending the City of Blair zoning ordinance as follows: Article 3, Section 303, text of definitions, Article 11, Section 1102, fences, hedges, and retaining walls, Article 11-11-04, schedule minimum off-street parking and loading requirements by adding and changing language regarding egress window wells and their setbacks, net floor area definition, sign definition, fence height and second front yard and off-street parking requirements, putting not ordinance conflict here with, providing this ordinance to be a full force and effect, and providing zoning to be published in pamphlet form.
I would move to, yes, I move final passage of ordinance 2511.
Second. Question.
Question before the council is, shall ordinance number 2511 be passed and adopted? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2511 duly adopted. Item number six, consider resolution number 2023-48, approving authorization for purchase of a new pickup for the project's superintendent. Mr. Green. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Barrow.
No, you get the JV team. So, good evening, Mayor, Council. Before you tonight is a resolution authorizing us to move forward with the purchase of a pickup truck. If you recall recently, we promoted Tony Larmore to the operations superintendent position and realized shortly thereafter that we didn't have enough vehicles in the fleet for him to drive around and go check on things. We started looking at the state bid and observed that the vehicles there at the base price was about $65,000. Phil suggested that we check with local dealers and see if they had anything that was similar, and lo and behold, we discovered that at Dillon's here in town, there was a pickup that met the specifications that we were looking for that had been ordered by the city of Fremont, and then they backed out. And so we were offered a price on that one for $47,550, which was considerably less than the state bid for a vehicle. This is a four-wheel drive, three-quarter ton pickup. It's already set up for a snow plow. It doesn't come with a plow, but it's set up for one. So it would be not just an opportunity for us to get a vehicle for Tony to do his job, but also to push snow when we need it. So that's what's before you. The money is in the budget to do this, as we had anticipated buying a truck. We just didn't anticipate needing it as quickly as we do. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them for you.
No other questions for Mr. Barrow? Any comments from the public? Finance Committee did meet on this, correct?
Yep. Sounded like we were getting a pretty good deal for a pickup that is going to meet all the specifications we need, and sounds like a good deal. Any other questions? I will introduce resolution 2023-48.
Resolution number 2023-48 was introduced by Councilmember Sandholt, approving authorization for purchase of a new pickup for the project superintendent.
Motion to adopt.
I make a motion to adopt the number 2023-48 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-48 as presented. Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number seven. Consider resolution number 2023-49, approving the implementation and onboarding in the amount of $10,912 and annual subscription in the amount of $34,042. Payments for G-Works modules, utility billing hub, front desk, finance hub, and operations hub. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, council members. Again, what we have before you in this resolution is the annual maintenance subscription for the primary software that's used up in the front office, both on the utility side as well as on the finance side. These software packages are not inexpensive. They're very, very expensive to implement. Annual fees are fairly high as well. But again, there's a lot of support that generally goes with these This is an old program. Well, we currently are using a fairly old program. It was purchased, originally it was written by a company that was over in Iowa, and the city has utilized it probably a good 10 years or so before I even came back in 2005. It's a program that literally originally was written in COBOL and has been kind of ported over into the Windows environment, but it doesn't use any of the standard Windows drivers, print drivers, anything like that. So it's a fairly archaic, strange system to be using. When I was here previously, and the software then was purchased by a company that used to be called GIS Workshop out of Omaha, they've since changed their name to G-Works. That's why it talks about the G-Works on the resolution. And so they had been promising ever since, you know, roughly 2018, 2019, that they were in the process of rewriting completely the software to, number one, make it cloud-based, and then bring it up to standard for what we would know today as a typical Windows program. They finally have implemented all that. And so we're prepared and recommending to you that we sign another agreement to go forward with them. Some of the modules that are listed on here are ones that we currently have been utilizing, such as the utilities and the finance hubs, they call them. And so you'll notice that there's no one-time implementation fee for those. There are some one-time implementation fees, though, for a couple of the new modules that are either brand new to this new format that they have or ones that we had never utilized. And one of those is called Front Desk. Front Desk is, again, all of this is cloud-based. So it runs through your browser. Front Desk then is something that the customer actually interfaces with, goes and sets up an account. They can therefore see what their utility account is. They can determine at that point in time how they want to try to pay their bills each month. There's payment options such as either credit card or online bank draw that they can automatically set up. I'll talk a little bit more about that in just a second. But that Front Desk is designed to really enable our staff to better interface with what the customer's desires are and for them to maybe have a better view of what their account currently is doing. And then one of the other new hubs is called Operations Hub. The Operations Hub, from what they've been telling us, and again, I always have to be honest, you know, when it comes to software packages, that until you actually implement it and play around with it for quite a while, you really just don't know how well it's going to serve all your needs. Whenever you have demos done, they're always going to show you the best sides of everything and then make all their software look you know, really easy to use and sweet. But the Operations Hub does a couple different things. Number one, we currently do our building permits through one of the modules that they have in their current software, and this would continue on with that for building permitting. But Operations Hub also allows basically workflow management. And so right now, as an example, when it comes time of the year for, say, our utility crew to go out and exercise certain valves, we usually, you know, remind the crew that that is something that they need to do via email. They communicate back and forth via email, but there really isn't a software system that tracks that, that records the work that's being done, other than our GIS, and we record a lot of the raw data actually in our GIS. This is a workflow module that would allow those processes to be set up. It would automatically notify then the supervisors that are over each of those different departments for the work that needs to be done. There's a work order assigned into that project. They can put notes in there, track all those. And one of the nice things from a management standpoint is that we can kind of be monitoring those systems then and just kind of keep track of where they are in the process and when certain tasks are done. I know oftentimes you get reports of issues around town, and so you turn those into staff. Staff begins to work on them, but you're never quite sure, you know, where they are in the process of getting something repaired or replaced. This would allow you, you know, as council members, to be able to kind of monitor those systems if you wanted to on your own, and see where they are in that process. So that's what the Operations Hub does. And then the Finance Hub is basically the primary GL, General Ledger, for all of our accounting. The good thing is, again, all of this will be going into the cloud. It reduces some of the management oversight that Kevin has to provide for us from an IT standpoint. I'm looking forward to, you know, using modern drivers, modern print drivers, the ability to actually do reports and produce them fairly easily. And so, again, it has an annual fee then of approximately $34,000. My understanding is that $6,000 or $7,000 more than what we have been spending previously on the old package. But again, it's an old package that really hasn't been performing very well for us. One of the things we talked a little bit about with the technology committee was on the user fees. And with these systems, you always have the opportunity to determine, are you going to have the end user or the utility, you know, customer pay all the fees for processing, or is there a desire to have the city basically, you know, take care of those internal fees ourselves, simply because it saves some staff time for us. Did a little analysis of what we're currently charging on credit cards versus not. We do charge a fee for credit cards. Basically, if your monthly bill is $40 or less, this new process would charge less of an operating expense than what is currently being charged. If your bill is more than $40, then this one actually would charge slightly less or slightly more than what they're currently paying. But it's an incremental increase of a small percentage. I think this one is charging 2.49%. We're currently charging 1.99% on our current system. So again, depending upon how much water usage and sewer usage you use, it might be lower, might be less. And then there's also the ACH processing. So you can go into the system, again, set it up to have an automatic withdrawal from your bank account. There is a processing fee that would go along with that. In talking with, again, the technology committee, their recommendation was that since the customer right now under our current system is paying the processing fee for the credit card, that we would continue to maintain that going forward with this new system. And so, again, if you choose to pay with a credit card, you pay the processing fee. If you choose to use the ACH bank withdrawal, then the city would basically cover that cost. And then we'll do some monitoring over this next first year and see exactly what that totals up to at the very end. There are some advantages with this new system because it's all cloud-based and because the front desk interface is all cloud-based, that it will save us some staff time and staff manipulation, because right now, when a file is downloaded and payments are received, especially on the credit card side, our staff still has to go into each of those individual accounts and recognize and acknowledge that payment that was made through the credit card. This will take care of all that automatically on the back end. And so if anything, we just need to, you know, simply run reports and make sure that things, you know, worked out the way they were supposed to. So that was the recommendation. I'll allow the technology committee, I guess, to talk about the rest of it. But ultimately, total cost for both the one-time and annual would be $44,954. This was included in this year's budget, so the money's set aside there. Just need your full authorization to go forward and have the mayor sign the contract.
When would this start?
So they're chomping at the bit to get ready to go with us, and so implementation would begin as soon as they can get it scheduled. They'll roll it out in pieces, and so the utility hub is probably going to be the very first one that we'll interface with. Get that installed, get our staff trained on that. Then the front desk piece will roll out, and then probably operations. Finance hub, I'm not even sure if it's live right now. And so more than likely it'll be sometime first quarter of 2024 when that gets implemented.
So in the information that you provided, it talks about prorating some of the money if it starts in not in the calendar year January to December 31. So are we going to be looking at more money if we start here in November or December, more than what's on this right now?
No, because basically the quote they originally gave us was back in July, I think it was, and something like that. So our fiscal year with them is October. And so we're right on, you know, where we need to be in a sense to kind of pay for it for this next year.
Who prints our utility bills? Do we do it in-house here, or do we third party?
The little postcards that we send out, yeah, we print those in-house right now. Okay. On a printer that's in the back. That's something that eventually might get looked at as well. You know, there's probably some cost savings, but again, some personnel costs that goes along with that, some man hours, and we've had a tough time occasionally with the printer being able to handle all that. There are companies that will do those for you. Some actually then do them paperlessly. And so again, I think one of the things we want to see how well the system works, get comfortable with it, and then do a real push with our citizens to try to go to e-bills to make it all electronic. You know, the more we can get away from paper bills, obviously the less expensive it is for us as a city. I think the more convenient it ultimately is for the customer, and then we want to be able to pass that on. So that's one of the reasons why I think with the ACH Bank payments. That's a very simple, convenient thing. It also saves us staff time, and so it's an easy reason for us to kind of cover those costs because it's actually reducing some of our staff costs.
With the changeover, having the client be able to go in and access an account and look at everything, does everyone need to do that to be able to pay their bill, or will individuals still be able to, will all of their information just transfer seamlessly?
Yeah, all the information will transfer seamlessly from what they have right now into the new system. In fact, and I have to say, I've not really been online to see what all our portal does. Right now, we do have a portal that allows you to go out and determine how payments are going to be made. I don't know if there's a lot of history information that's out there that you could look up. This will have a lot more of that history, and especially over the time as it continues to build. So I think it'll be more convenient both for the citizen to be able to utilize as well as then obviously us to help them. And again, the more we can push the citizens into this, you know, electronic age, the better I think it's going to be for them and for us. Any other questions for me? Otherwise, like I said, the technology committee, which meets so often, met on this.
We did meet on this and talked at length about it. Like Phil said, the current software is outdated, archaic, so we need to move forward with something. And this new software, especially the Operations Hub, given the workflow management tool of this, along with the other hubs, will help make the city more efficient in what it does. So, does anybody have any questions?
Any comments from the public?
Sorry, I thought of one more question. If it doesn't work, what is the ease of us being able to transition to something else?
Right. Well, the good thing is it's an annual contract, and so you kind of deal with these things on an annual basis. Lindsay can testify that even when we were hiring him and hiring Sarah, we were very honest and upfront with them that we're going to be going through a software transition. If you don't like those kinds of things, just be aware. If you say yes, you're going to get married to this. And because it's a new package that we've not utilized before, we could be in it 2 years or more and then decide, let's go try something else and do it all over again. And so that's just the reality of anybody who's had to deal with software. You just really don't know how well it's going to work until you get into it. Now, one of the things I explained to the technology committee, and it's one of the things I do like about G-Works, it's an Omaha-based company. And so they're close enough we can go sit on their doorstep when things aren't working well. You know, we know several of the key people personally, and we've had them up here before. We've gone out to dinner with them before, talked about things. I think they're excited about Blair being a community that kind of pushes the limits of what the software can do and comes up with some new innovative ideas on what else it could do for us. So they're willing to kind of partner with us and work in that regard. So I'm hopeful that, again, that means that it will be software that maybe if it doesn't do everything we want it to do right away, we can get it to that point and they'll work with us. The reality, though, is it may not be, and we may be standing here again 3 years from now saying, here's your new package, we're going to try and see if that meets our needs better.
Do we have the ability to do like a parallel billing of use the old system and the new system just to make sure they're within pennies?
Not long term. One of the things they've talked to us about is on the training side and the implementation side is basically doing just that for the first month, just to make sure that everything seems to be matching up and that everything's there. So we're prepared to hire some temporary staff to help come in and implement some of this to help us kind of keep up with some of that paperwork, because what's notorious about software transitions is that you're already busy enough trying to just keep up with everything that's going on. Now you've got a brand new process that you're trying to learn and you're trying to implement certain things. We want to make sure that, number one, we're really having the vendor enter as much data and do the back end work as necessary for us to do, and then to try to run some of that parallel that very first month just to verify that things really do seem to be working the way they're supposed to be. But you just don't have the manpower to do that very long. Yeah.
Thank you. We had a question from the public? Yep, go ahead and come forward.
Daryl Boesiger, Boesiger, 2246 Crestwoods Drive. I guess I have two comments. One is, this is all sounds great that customers can do that, but not everybody is computer literate. So you gotta be a little careful about that. The other thing is, way I pay my bills is through my bank, but it sends a check to you guys. So I'm not worried about, can we still do checks or, because I don't want to have to give you my bank information.
Thank you.
Great question. And I appreciate that. That was discussed even at the committee level. Yeah, there's a lot of different ways that you can have payments sent to the city. And there's no charge for that. It's no different than if somebody comes to the counter, if they drop off a check and they leave it in the utility box. If you work with your bank, either for, sometimes your bank will do an e-payment on your behalf. And then sometimes they'll actually send a paper check. And that's all going to still be allowed. We just want to try to be as innovative as we can to have things done as automatically as possible because it saves on staff time.
One other question, I know something we had discussed is parking tickets. Will this eventually be able to handle being able to pay a parking ticket?
Great question. Out of the box, probably not. I do think that's one of those things, though, that we want to be talking to them about that they could implement down the road.
Okay.
Again, this operations hub is where they do their permitting from. We're hoping to use it for animal licensing. You're kind of halfway there already to write something that would allow maybe some tickets to be processed or something like that through that module. So,
thank you.
Any other questions from the public? Having none.
Daryl, thanks for bringing that up because people need to know that as well. So thank you for doing that. If there are no further questions, I will introduce resolution number 2023-49.
Resolution number 2023-49 was introduced by Councilmember Willis, approving the implementation and onboarding and annual subscription payments for G-Works modules, utility, billing hub, front desk, finance hub, and operations hub.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution number 2023-49 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number 2023-49 as presented. Please register your votes.
All council members present, voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 8, consider resolution number 2023-50, accepting the improvements for lots 1 through 6 Grant Street Industrial Park developed by KJK Investments and transferring ownership to the City of Blair. Mr. Green.
Thank you, Mayor. As she mentioned, this is a resolution basically doing really two different things. Number one, it is accepting the construction that was done in Grant Street Industrial Park. And so if you happen to drive down Grant Street on the east side, so east of First Street, heading down towards the river, this is the small little subdivision. It's on the north side of Grant Street, that area. the vast majority of subdivisions that are built in Blair, a lot different than in some other places around the state, most of the subdivisions that are built here are done through a developer's agreement, and in that developer's agreement with the city, the city then is actually the one that goes out and hires an engineering company. Oftentimes the fees are paid for by the developer, but an engineering company is hired, does the actual design work on behalf of the city. The city goes out for bid, the city hires the contractor, the city accumulates all those costs as construction is being done. We provide a lot of our own construction oversight and management, so we're able to see everything on kind of a regular daily basis. And then once all of that development is done, the council then turns around and usually assesses the individual lots for a portion of those fees. That's the standard way we usually do development here in Blair. KJK Investments decided to go ahead and do the design themselves, but following the city's standards. Those plans were reviewed by the Director of Public Works at that time and approved. And then they chose to go ahead and hire their own contractor and then build everything according to those standards. Then what has to happen, and again in the developer's agreement that was approved by the council back in March of 2022, what it called for is at the end of construction then that the engineer has to certify that everything was built according to those specs, and then you receive that certification, kind of basically receive that property, and then authorize the city attorney to work with their legal team to draft the documents that actually then, you know, give that property back over to the city, and it all becomes city property at that point in time. And so we've got a copy of the engineer's certification. Mark and Tony went with him out and did a walkthrough of the whole property. There were a couple minor little things on one of the streets to take care of. They've resolved all those issues. So we're comfortable that it was designed and built according to the city's standards. We've got the certification in place, and so we're just ultimately asking that you would receive that and then acknowledge allow the mayor to go ahead and sign those documents, officially transferring ownership to the city.
This is in the same area where the barrel storage was at in previous years? North Bryant Street?
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
Down that area, right?
Yeah, but where SDS transportation is, just a little bit farther towards the east, down there on the north side. Any further questions for me?
Thank you.
Any questions from the public? Having none?
I will introduce resolution 2023-50.
Resolution number 2023-50 was introduced by Councilmember Sandville, accepting the improvements for lots 1-6 Grant Street Industrial Park developed by KJK Investments and transferring ownership to the city of Blair.
I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2023-50 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion a second to adopt resolution number 2023-50 as presented. Please register your votes.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Before City Administrator Green comes up, I just wanted to publicly acknowledge how much I love seeing so many of our department heads here tonight. I'm sure I speak for our whole council when I say that we appreciate your being here, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Mayor. Appreciate that. Pleased to let you all know officially that the upper base has finally been installed in several of our new park areas. So that got installed last week up in Ridgeview Park, as well as over in a new area, I think it's called Southern Hills now, Park. So invite you to go take a look at those, and we're very, very happy that finally got done, and those areas are being opened back up to the citizens. Something for you to be aware of long-term planning-wise. I know in our conversations with several of you that you've expressed your interests and expectation to be much more involved in kind of setting a long-term vision for the city and having some communications with the mayor. One of the things we've been talking about doing is setting aside the fifth Tuesdays of the month, whenever they happen to come up, for an actual public meeting. And it would be just a vision casting kind of discussion of some aspect of what we'd like to see going on moving forward. I mention it now because next Tuesday is the fifth Tuesday. Don't come then, because it's also Halloween. it's a spooky night, no. So we're not planning to have anything next Tuesday night, but going forward, and I think the next one didn't come until like even April or something like that. Or something. Maybe it was later in the year, but anyway. There's a fifth Tuesday coming up someday, and just start looking at your schedules.
January
30th.
What? January 30th.
Oh, there you go. That's right. January 30th. So, yeah. So, because we were actually talking when we were meeting about that on whether, how does that dovetail with our annual retreat that we'll still plan to do sometime late January, February, something like that. But these fifth Tuesdays, and usually you have four of those a year, it would give a little bit more routine opportunity just to be able to get together and talk about something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. Wouldn't do normal activities that we normally would do. It really would be kind of vision casting, talking about certain aspects of long-term planning for the city. So I think that would be very, very beneficial for us, and something for you to be thinking a little bit about. As the mayor mentioned, I do want to thank the department heads for being here tonight. I know it's an important thing for us to be doing, is making ourselves available to you and to the citizens, and so you can just kind of be planning on that going forward. So if you have some really good, hard questions, I'd encourage you to have those for the department heads, and I want to see them, take a good leadership role here in the community. I want to thank Mark Hodson and Tony for, again, the extra work that they're doing, stepping up, especially Mark, as he's kind of transitioning off his former job and helping Tony with new processes, not having a director of public works. He's got to put up with me losing too many pieces of paper, and so I just appreciate all the hard work those two guys are putting in. And it's a joy to work with guys who love this community and love the citizens. Finally, I'd like to introduce somebody to you who may need no introduction, but we're super excited to have back at the helm of Gateway Development Corporation the old director, now new director for us, Mike Rooks. So Mike, why don't you come on up and say hello.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm back from a 9-month vacation. I want to meet with each and every one of you. Let's start discussing what our vision should be going forward. But, you know, first 3 weeks, got a new office, so we had to get internet, printer, all that fun stuff, which I didn't think we had to do. But we have a new office. I've opened 4 new projects. I've had 4 new site visits already in these 3 weeks, and I've turned around about 6 other projects that have been in the hopper for a long time. So the last 3 weeks have been busier than the last month at Sarpy County, just going to be honest, and I'm excited. The stars aligned so I can come back. So please reach out if you guys have questions, concerns. More than happy to talk off a hot mic on certain subjects. But no, just let me know how I can help, but I'm excited that I'm back here and ready to rock and roll.
Glad you're back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. New office is 1762 Washington Street, Suite 106. It's in Benton Corner. So yeah, it's kind of nice back there.
Thank you, Mike. And yeah, it is a joy to have him back. And yeah, it's been busy, which is good. Lots of cool things happening. So any questions anyone has for me?
Just one quick question, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Are we aware that the turn arrow at 19th and Washington is not working to go south? It just comes up flashing. If you stand there and if you wait, you know, if you're there to turn left and go south, it just comes up yellow, and then, you know, people come across, you know, they get a green. Mm-hmm. But it backs up. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll do the whole thing. You are tomorrow.
Isn't that by design, though, when you see people are coming?
If nobody's on the other side.
If nobody's on the other side, if they're coming eastbound?
No, it's backwards. So if there's people on the east side, they're getting the green light, and when you're sitting there for the arrow, you're getting the flashing yellow arrow instead of the solid green to go left. I did it today, and just stream in the middle of the day, stream of cars, you know, behind you.
Was there a car going eastbound, coming like by Taco Bell?
Yeah. That's what I mean. If the car is over there by Taco Bell going east, you won't get the green arrow sometimes because there must be some eye up there that counts the cars, and you'll get the flashing yellow immediately. Then other times when there's no cars, you'll get the green arrow.
Well, there was cars. But I thought it was odd.
We'll take a look at it.
Yeah. You should have the right of way to go south.
That's what you said.
I've seen it both ways. So what you're saying, I've gotten the flashing, but then I've also gotten the green. I've seen it both.
Okay. Because there's more and more of them that are starting with a green arrow and then going to a flashing yellow, just reminding you that you have to yield to people who are coming through.
I just thought we should have been a green first because that's where most of the traffic is.
Okay. Our new operations superintendent.
He's all over it.
Yes, sir.
Fall cleanup. Have we set a date yet?
Yes, it was in the consent agenda a couple of meetings ago.
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah.
It was November. It was just in the, because I took a
fourth. It was in the consent.
November 4th, Friday, November 3rd.
So I think the first weekend in November, and then for three.
I copied it.
It's hard to find on the city website.
It's right November 3rd to the 19th.
Right
in the middle of the page. I can't
find
it in any better place.
Sorry.
I have it. I know.
Good question, though, Frank.
Yes, thank you.
Yes,
well, I've heard people ask, and I don't remember seeing them consent agenda.
I'll text it. No, I won't text it to you.
Thank you. All right. I'd like to wish everybody a happy Halloween. And since we have 5 Tuesdays, I'd like to thank all the veterans for their service and wish everybody a happy Veterans Day. And with that, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. Please register your vote.
Starts the third, right at the third, right, and ends.
All members present voted aye.
Meeting adjourned.